Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. It is Wednesday, which means it is the day before we get right back into this football thing again. Thursday night football should be interesting with the Giants playing against the 49ers. Right now, the Giants are doing a, what we'll call it, I won't call it a Jekyll and Hyde. Giants fans are, you know, they're going up and down. But the truth is they played a really, 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 really good defense game one. They played a really suspect defense game two and struggled through the first half before they got it clicking in the second half. And people acted as if like all is now solved. And then now they're going to have to face another really, really good defense on a short week. It's not necessarily the recipe for success, right? The recipe for it to be really, really good. So Giants fans need to be a little bit tempered about what's going on. But today's not about the Giants. Today, I primarily want to talk about Shedeur Sanders. For most of you who don't know, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, has nicknames for all of his children, right? Deion Jr., his nickname is Bucky. Shalomi Sanders, her nickname is Bossy. You want to know what Shedeur Sanders' nickname is? His nickname is Grown. I want you to just process that for a second, that Shedeur Sanders' nickname, the nickname that his father gave him, his father, Deion Sanders, who knows talent, knows what it looks like, named his son Grown. Why do you think he would name his son Grown? Because Shedeur Sanders has always been mature, regardless of his age. Shedeur Sanders has always been somebody who played well beyond his years. He's always somebody who performed with a level of poise that you would not associate with a kid. And because of that, his father nicknamed him Grown. So was I surprised when Shedeur Sanders got the ball at the 2-yard line with a minute and change left and went about the business of marching his team 98 yards down for a touchdown and a 2-point conversion? No, I'm not. Am I surprised that the quarterback with enough athletic ability that he could run some things in decided that he was going to, on a 2-point conversion on the fake where he rolled out and he could have run, decided to sidearm, sling it right into a guy for the 2-point conversion? No, I'm not surprised. You know why? Because he's grown. He's grown. His maturity level is beyond those of his contemporaries. See, the reason that he looks like all of these other quarterbacks who have been doing it at the FCS level for longer, the reason he looks like that with a lesser offensive line, right? With a lesser offensive line, with skilled position players who have not exactly lit the world on fire in college football until now. Like for as talented as the skill position guys are, they're playing up to another level as well, right? They're up there in the FBS as well. So of course, when you think about what Shedeur Sanders is doing, it's impressive. If you put him on Oregon, Oregon is still blowing out bad FCS teams by 70 points. If you put him on Duke, Duke is still 2-0, 3-0, whatever they are. I don't really remember right now. If you put him on North Carolina, North Carolina's undefeated. If you put him on Georgia, Georgia would blow everybody out. He is so much better than anybody the University of Georgia has on their roster playing quarterback. He is so much better than anyone that the University of Georgia has had playing quarterback for them that's not named Justin Fields in the past 10 years. If you put him on Alabama, they smoke Texas. Not because Jalen Milroe isn't good, but because Jalen Milroe isn't grown. He's not grown like Shedeur Sanders is, right? If you put him on Texas, Texas is a problem. If you put him on Oklahoma, name a team. If you put him on Michigan, they would not be beating bad teams by 20 points. They would be beating bad teams by 40, by 50. Because when you're grown, one of the first things you realize is whenever you have a chance to step on somebody's throat, you kill them dead. You don't want them coming back. So you just kill them dead from the immediate. And the other thing you figure out is every time you have a chance to do something great, you do it, because those chances are few and far between. So what makes Shedeur Sanders grown is that he looked at that opportunity and he didn't think to himself, oh, man, we're going to get roasted if we lose to Colorado State. That never entered his mind. He didn't think, oh, man, how are we going to go 98 yards? That never entered his mind. You know what he thought? Oh, snap. I'm about to be the hero. I'm about to save my dad. I'm about to save the day, save this team. This is my time. This is my time, and I'm going to live in it. That is maturity above what you usually see out of 18 to 22-year-olds. And the fact that he's in that game, we're in this, we're in the final years of the super duper senior, right? We're in the final years of the sixth and the seventh year senior, because we're about to leave the COVID window, where those people who were in college at the time when COVID hit got that extra year of eligibility, right? We only have another year, maybe two of that, before that's over, before those people are gone, and we no longer have to see like people who've been playing legitimately in games for 6 and 7 years. But in this world where that is still prevalent, this guy who graduated early, enrolled in college early, started as a true freshman, destroyed the FCS for 2 years, then popped up to the worst, if not the worst, one of the worst Power Five universities in the country, and turned it into a magnet for everybody. And you want to know what people's response to this 3-0 start by Colorado, to this performance by Shedeur Sanders? You want to know what the response to a lot of people who don't look like me, by the way, has been? Oh, well, they're about to get smoked by Oregon. Oh, well, their next 2 weeks, they're about to get exposed. Dan Levitard, who is kind of championed what's going on, but I don't know if he's championed it because he likes it, or because he just likes chaos, right? He likes that college football is starting to look like the hypocrites that they've been forever with all of these people getting paid, right? I don't know if he actually likes it. I think he's just there to enjoy the flames. But the rest of the people on his show are all like, oh, yeah, but wait until they Wait until they lose. I want to see what's going to happen with Coach Prime when he loses. I don't like the fact that Dan Le Batard, every time he talks about Deion Sanders, he says it in a manner that makes it seem as if Deion Sanders is somehow like some shyster, some used car salesman that's getting over, that's about to sell you a lemon, but make you feel really good about it. I don't like that. I don't like the connotation that comes with it. Why? Because he's raised grown. Because his oldest son is still in his life, works with him hand in hand every day. Because his second son has already graduated college once and is now working on a second degree while playing for him at Colorado. Because his third son is grown. Because his youngest daughter is playing ball and getting a degree. Because his oldest daughter is successful in her endeavors. What's to criticize about Deion Sanders other than the fact that it didn't work with his ex-wife? What's to criticize? Right? As a father, as a man, you've never heard him use profanity. You've never heard him just blatantly talk down or talk bad about anyone without being provoked. He's been a walking soundbite his entire life. Every time he's had the opportunity to perform, he's performed at a high level. What's not to like about Coach Prime? And yet, people act as if he's some type of charlatan, right? They try to act like he's on the level of the BS high dudes. But he had grown. He raised grown. And now that guy is lighting the world on fire right in front of his father. And I love it. It's a fantastic thing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. We do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. Whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.